Now let's go to Psalms 34, 17 and 18. The righteous cry and the Lord hear. Oh, goodness gracious. So if we're the righteous, and we should know we're the righteousness of God in Christ, should we not? We should know we're walking obedient to His Word. We're giving it everything we got. We're in His Word day and night. Every time He tells us to do something, we do it. And we praise Him and worship Him and thank Him for His answers. And when we pray, I mean, I have no idea how many times that people have called me. I couldn't even begin to say the number of people that called me and want me to pray for them or come and pray for them. And I go and He hears. Sometimes happens immediate. Sometimes happens in a week or two. But it happens. So we can look at ourselves and say, Lord, we are your righteous children. Amen. And we know we're your righteous children because, Lord, we're doing our best to walk holy in your presence. We're not out here lying and stealing and cheating. Nobody. We're not doing that. The righteous cry and the Lord heareth and He delivereth them out of all their troubles. Ooh, I ain't too sure I like that. That means I'm going to have lots of troubles. Is that what that says? We're going to have lots of troubles as children of God. But if we pray and cry out, who's going to deliver us from all those, Sharon? The Lord is. That's absolutely right. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and He saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. He's with you, even when you're going through all of what you go through. And sometimes you may be really in bad shape. I mean, your world may be falling down around you. You know, you might even be in a hospital. You know, who knows? And whatever, just like this brother was with his granddaughter. I mean, I'm sure there's times in life he enjoyed much more than he did being out there with that granddaughter for all those weeks. But praise God, he knew enough of the Word to get her healed. Stood on the Word and saw our King deliver that little girl from cancer. And sometimes we pray and it happens right then. But let me tell you, with Caitlin, it didn't happen right then. Just like his granddaughter, it didn't happen overnight either. You stayed with it, you said, 5 weeks, right? 5 weeks. Man, I mean, me and Caitlin, we went through this thing for a year. This whole thing took over a year, you know, to fight this battle. But you don't never give up. Verse 19 and 20. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Woo, many. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Psalms 34. Now this is a promise from God. If you've broken every curse over you and you're walking in obedience to God's word, according to the scripture, your bones are so tough they will never be broken. Is that what that just said, Lou? Is that what that says? Over Psalm 34, that's awesome. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Now then, if you are prone to have a broken ankle, and I've seen people in the church, you know, that they break a leg, break an ankle, break an arm. They say, well, this is the third time I've broken my leg. I said, man, you're under a curse. I said, you're under a curse. We got to get rid of that curse. I said, we got to claim Galatians 3:13-14. You are redeemed from that curse. And we got to break that curse and command them spirits that are causing your legs and arms to get broken to leave you. And now we're going to stand in faith. And everybody I've ever done that with, after we've done it, have never had another broken bone that I know of. Now see, Jesus expects you to know His Word and to stand on it by faith. And some people think, well, you know, God's just going to do it because He said so. You need to know these things are yours. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Verse 21 and 22. Evil shall slay the wicked. Now, who do you think he's talking about there when he says, evil shall slay the wicked? Who is the evil one? The devil and his demons. So if you are not being obedient to his word, somewhere along the line, the evil one will come. He will cause you to be in a car wreck. He will cause you to be sick. Something will happen and come upon you to destroy you. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trusted him shall be desolate. When I think about that, I think about being led by the Spirit under the new covenant. When I think about, like, car wrecks, I just said a car wreck. Cheryl and I was driving down the freeway in 35 in Dallas. I'm driving 60 miles an hour. I think that's what the speed limit was. And I look up and I see behind me an 18-wheeler just bearing down on me. I'm in the far left lane because we're going to turn left up there in a little while to come toward Louisville. And as I look back and saw that truck bearing down on me, I heard the Lord tell me in my spirit, He just said, son, pull over to the right one lane. So I immediately obeyed. You know, I mean, I looked, there's nothing over there. When God tells you to do something, you know what the best thing to do is? What he says. Yeah, so, Claire, sometimes some people say, well, you know, you had too much pizza last night. You know, that wasn't God talking to you. No, I don't believe that. God talks to me. I mean, he talks to me many ways. He tells me how to do things. And so I just look up in that mirror, and I heard the Lord just immediately say, pull over one lane to the right. So I just made sure there was nobody over there, and I pulled over one lane. And we're driving along there, and whoosh, this guy goes flying by me on the left. He's probably driving at least 70. I'm driving 60. And so I don't think nothing about it. And he's up probably two or three truck lengths in front of me now all of a sudden. And we come over a hill right there. And what we do, all I see is red stoplights everywhere from wall to wall. I don't know what happened up there, but all four lanes were stopped. I got plenty of room. I just gently tap my brake and start slowing down so the guy behind me will start slowing down. And I got plenty of room. And the guy in the truck, which is two or three truck lengths ahead of me now, I mean, he starts trying to slow down. He's jamming the brakes on. Those smoke's coming out from them wheels and everything else. And the guy in front of him, two cars up, he's trying to stop, and he gets stopped. And as he gets stopped, the guy behind him is just, boy, he's sliding, he's doing everything because he's too close. And he gets stopped about that far behind that guy. And then that 18-wheeler hit him right in the rear end. Kabam! That would have been me. If I hadn't moved over, that would have been me. He hit that car in the rear end, busted it. I remember seeing the guy's head go back and the glasses fly off his head. And he slams into the car in front of him. And that truck and two cars are totally destroyed, front and back, right there in that lane. And I thought, Lord, all I can say is, thank you, Lord. Because I'm one of your righteous sons. You spoke to me. And evidently those three sets of cars right there was not his righteous children. Because if they had been, he would have spoke to them too, wouldn't he? So see, God's in control. See, this scripture is true. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Evil shall slay the wicked, but they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. It's terrible. And all this happens because people won't serve God. You know, when you serve him and you obey him and do what he says, he will protect you. And he says there, if you're walking holy and obedient to his word, that you will never have a broken bone. Isn't that wonderful? I love it. And if your children are walking holy, you don't have to worry about it. You won't have any broken bones. Now then, let's go to Psalms 37, verses 3 through 5. Trust in the Lord and do wickedly. Oh, did I do something wrong? Y'all see why I put the word up here for y'all to see it, right? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. In other words, you'll have plenty to eat. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Woo! The desire of your heart, brother, was to get your granddaughter healed, right? And you're walking obedient to his word, and he gave you the desires of your heart. I mean, you know, isn't it amazing the promises that God put in this wonderful book? But what did he say we had to do? Do good. And then, of course, when he says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Do I delight in the Lord? Do I love Jesus? Am I ashamed of the King? No, I am not. I love him. Because I've read the scripture. I know that if I do what he says, what's he going to do for me? He's going to bless me. Do I like being blessed? Oh, do I like being blessed? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. I'm not going to have to worry about where I'm going to eat tonight. You know, God's going to feed me. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. I remember years ago, you know, when I was flying, and my desire was always to own my own airplane. And I remember when I finally got enough money to buy that little BC-12D, I think I gave $1,200 for it. I had to completely rebuild it. But it was a little airplane, had no electrical system, nothing, you know, no lights, not just a plain Jane, little tiny two-place airplane. Fly about 75 miles an hour. That was my first airplane. But I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. You know, oh my goodness, never dreamed. I mean, I remember later when I finally got up to one of those little type Moonies that I had, one of the old models of Mark 20, that'd fly about 125 miles an hour. By the time I got to that four-place Mooney, I thought, Lord, have I come a long way. I had that little BC-12D. It didn't even have a starter on it. It didn't even have a light. I couldn't fly it at night or nothing. I said, now I got this beautiful little Mooney. It's got lights, got retractable gear, flies 125 miles an hour. I said, Lord, this is awesome. Now, if you'd have told me, Thurman, the day's coming when you'll have a seven-seat, twin-engine airplane that'll fly 20,000 feet, that'll go 200 miles an hour. I said, who are you talking to? You can't be talking to me. My dreams couldn't even go that big. But because of my obedience, God, give me that. He has blessed us with that. Now then, of course, Cheryl, she loves it. She gets in her back seat there, lays it all the way down, puts her feet up in the seat of the one in front, and just sleeps all the time. Oh, what a woman. I mean, how she is abused. Did the Lord say he would abuse her like that? He said he would bless her like that. Yes, I like to be blessed. She loves being blessed too. You know, I mean, it's so awesome what God promised he'd do for us. Verse 5, commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Who is going to make you prosperous and successful? God. He's the only one you got to contend with, right? You don't have to worry about nothing else. If men would get a hold of this, all we got to do is put God first and do what he says and not be ashamed of him. He will bless our socks off. I mean, you will be successful. And I just stand in awe that the world, even the church, has never learned this. Deuteronomy 29:9. Let's go to that one. Deuteronomy 29:9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that you may be broke in all that you do. I mean, that's what some people in the church must believe. There's some people, you know, like that guy out there that day, he said, there, I couldn't believe a preacher can fly an airplane like this and have a wife like that and she wear a mink coat. So, you know, we must think that preachers have to be broke. Is that true? Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in part of what you do. Oh, how much? In other words, whatever God calls you to do, if you're walking obedience, is where you're going to prosper you, right? What God calls me to do may be totally 180 out from what he called Eldon and Nancy to do. Or any of us, right? He called you to do something totally different than he did me, doesn't he? But if we obey him, what's he going to do? He's going to bless us.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Obey and Prosper, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.